You could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
An activist is anyone who sees the need for change and devotes their time to doing something about it. If you are interested in making a difference for a cause you care about, you can do so by educating yourself about the issue. Take classes on issues related to your cause. Listen to the people most affected. Engage in community service. Advocate for legislation. Create a public awareness campaign. Do a survey about the issue and share the results. Demonstrate. Educate others. Run for office. Get the press involved. And talk to other activists. And possibly even pursue a career in a field related to your cause. Basically, whatever job skills you have are probably really useful to some activist organization out there that supports your cause to creating positive change. This message has been brought to you by We the People of WRUV-FM Burlington.
It's the top of the hour. You're listening to WRUV. My name's DJ G Wiz. This is Good Eats. We've got a little moon themed set this morning. The song is Sand and Sky by Novo Amor. All right, stay tuned.
It's all in your eyes, the endless sand. We're in a dream, and maybe it's a
All right, the time here in Burlington, Vermont is 11:15 a.m. That was our new music set. That last song was Strange Weather by Levitation Room. Before that was Secret World and The Dream by Still Corners. And first up was Sand and Sky by Novo Amor. So we're in Burlington. As we all know, this past week we experienced a miraculous event, the solar eclipse. And Burlington was within the path of totality. Pretty awesome. So we've got some solar eclipse themed music for this morning, because you can't have too much eclipse content, I think. I'm already nostalgic. Anyways, we've got an important message for all the Burlington folks listening out there. Vermont is full of great open spaces, but it wasn't always that way. In the near past, Burlington's waterfront had a coal power generating station called the Moran Plant. It gave local residents a local power source, but in the process was a major polluter. After years of debates, ideas, and plans, the city partially demolished the building, leaving just the frame and the ground below as an open-air park and gathering space. While there is a little bit of shelter there, the city is calling in new businesses and artistic endeavors and ideas to be planted there to reframe our past and move into the future for a bold vision. Now, while at that amazing waterfront location next to the skate park, there are composting porta-potties, trash, recycling, picnic tables, a place to hang a hammock, and swings for the public use, along with bike repair shop and pop-up movie nights. If you or anyone you know is interested in developing a vision for this location, reach out to Friends of the Frame. This message is a public service announcement brought to you by your visionary, hardworking, and creative DJs over at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Yeah, so I was just talking to some of my friends when we were down at the waterfront for the eclipse about the frame. If you've been down to the waterfront, you've definitely seen it right next to the skate park. And we were wondering where that came from and why it's there. And so that's really cool that they're doing that. And if you have any ideas for what could be done with the frame, go ahead and contact Friends of the Frame. All right, so that was a lot of talking. Now we're getting into some more moon-themed music. Got a nice little set of some moon jazz here. So stick around.
Built me a ship one foggy night, and I waited until the time was right. Then I checked the controls and got ready to sail. And still I live to tell the tale of my moonrise. I saw me many a wonderful sight on that hair-raising nail, biting, frightening flight, till I reached the moon in all of its glory. And still I live to tell the story of my moonrise. I hit the moon with a great big bump. I got out of my ship and decided to jump. I jumped a mile if I jumped an inch, and when I came down, I landed in a clinch with the moon men. They bound my hands and they bound my feet, and they thought they found something new to eat. When they boiled the water, I got pretty scared. But don't think for a moment I came unprepared for the moon men. I managed to get hold of my new ray gun, filled with rays conserved from the broiling sun, and I heard a maddening, shattering sound as I shot to the uneven, cheese-covered ground, the Moon Men. Turned around for one last view of the craters and the valleys all in purpley blue, when I saw a fleet of flying saucers which were filled with all the lore and fossors of the Moon Men. I ran for everything I was worth. I got into my ship and I headed towards Earth. I hit the world with a moan and a wail, but still I live to tell the tale of my moonride. Crazy moonride, crazy moonride.
It wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Excuse me. That song was The Moon Was Yellow and The Night Was Young by Ethel Ennis. Before that, we heard It's Only a Paper Moon by Morgana King. Before that was Music Maestro Please, by a really long named artist. That was some good jazz from them. And first up on that set was Moonride by Margot Gurion. Also don't really know how to say her name, but check out her album. That's Margot Gurion. She just released this album. It's some good jazz, and they've got this little like flute in the background the whole time, which is just really nice. So give that a listen. And it's also moon themed, as was this whole set. And also the upcoming set, we've got a lot of space themed songs on the hour for today. So things are going to get a little bit weird in this next set, I'll be real. It's going to get a little ambient music, but stick around. It's going to be good. Also, send me a chat if you're so inclined. Tell me about your eclipse experience. I've heard some unique stories, but I would love to hear some more. So if you have something really unique that happened during the eclipse, like a werewolf or something, definitely tell me about it. If you stared at the sun and are blind now, that would also, I'd love to hear. So send me a chat. And this is Hiroshi Yoshimura with Surround.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Japanese Breakfast. Those last two songs, we heard Soft Sounds from Another Planet and Planetary Ambiance, keeping in with the solar eclipse theme. And before that was Distant Solace by Ozoyo. Fun one for sure. And first up on the set was Surround by Hiroshi Yoshimura. So we've got a couple more minutes left here. Got some more songs to get into. Space theme is continuing. Hopefully you're enjoying. And keep sending in your eclipse stories. I'm really intrigued. You can just go to the Chat a DJ feature on WREV, the website. So, yeah. Let's keep it going. Next up, we've got Libra Sun by Rahil.
Thank you. Call my name, call my name.
All right, the time is nearing noon this Friday morning, so my set is ending. That last song was Red Moon by Big Thief. Before that was Love is the Way by The Sacred Souls. And top of that set was Moon Dude by Jessica Pratt. So that's gonna close out our eclipse theme set for this morning. Hopefully everyone appreciated the moon music. And we'll see you next week. Stay tuned for some more DJs up next.
Ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go.